सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् ॐ नमो श्रीरमणाय
प्लीज रिपीट
कर्तुराज्ञया प्राप्यते फलम्
कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं
कर्म किं परं कर्म तज्जडं
कृतिमहो दधो पतनकारणं
कृतिमहो दधो पतनकारणं
फलमशाश्वतं गतिनिरोधकम् ईश्वरार्पितं निच्छया कृतं
चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकम्
ईश्वरार्पितं निच्छया कृतं चित्तशोधकं मुक्तिसाधकम्.
So far we have seen Karturagya Prapyate Phalam. Kartu means Jagat Karta, the Lord, not individual Karta here. Karturagya Prapyate Phalam. It is the fruit of actions are in the hands of the Lord. Karturagya, according to His order, we get the fruit of action. Fruit of action is not in our hand. To do karma, it is in our hand. That freedom we have got. That is why it is said, kartum, akartum, anyatha kartum, it is with us. Whether I will do it, or I will not do it, or I will otherwise do it, that is our choice. Lord will never come and interfere in there. Because Lord has already said in Bhagavad Gita, karmanne vadhikarastu. You have got the right to action. He will never come and interfere. But the fruit of action, it is with Him. That is why He says, karturagya prapate phalam karma ki param. Param means supreme. Can action give you supreme? Never. Karma is never param. Why? Bole, karma is janam. It is inert. It cannot do anything by itself. It needs a sentient entity to do. So for doing any karma, four factors are needed in all. First is the doing of the karma, number one. Number two, you need some instrument to do the karma. These both are inert. Then a sentient being is required to do the karma. And another sentient being is required to give you fruit of action. So out of the two, four factors, two are inert, karma is inert, and the instrument to do the karma, that also is inert. But the doer of the karma, individual, he is sentient being. Karma phaldata, he is also sentient being. So in these two sentient beings, who is superior? Karma phaldata is superior. Why superior? Because he knows my past and future, everything he knows. So that is why he is more superior. Karturagya prapyate phalam karma ki param. Karma is not param. Acha, one thing more. By karma you can never get param. That also you must understand. How? You see, the karma starts, the seed is vasana. From vasana, according to your vasana, a desire will come in your intellect. Then the mind starts thinking about it, how to get it. The agitation in the mind starts immediately. How to fulfill this? This way or that way? Should I do it now or later on? Then you decide, and by body you act. So, what is the cause of action? It is vasana. It is avidya. It is, we call it maya, we call it prakriti, we call it trigun. So the father of action is vasana, which is avidya. Can avidya get you vidya? Very simple. You must understand the science. Karma can never give you param. Param you will get only by vidya, not by karma. Why not by karma? Because the cause of karma by the body is vasana, and vasana is nothing but avidya. It is prakriti, it is maya, it is trigunatmaka, it is yogamaya, synonyms for this vasana. So karma is not param, karma is jada, but it is required. Why it is required? We will see it. Then in the second verse, Raman Maharshi says, Kriti maho dadau patan karanam. Bole, this karma is maho udadau, it is sagar. You can never cross it. Go on doing, go on doing, go on doing. You are getting fruit of action, and again you are having the vasanas. When we are doing the sakam karma, a imprint is left. A rag dvesh is left, a like and dislike is left, impression is left on our mind, and that becomes the cause of again doing the same action. And we give blueprint to the Lord, give me another body so that I can exhaust my vasana. Kriti maho udhav. Go on continuing. This is applicable for sakam karma, what we have done so far in our life. Kriti maho dadau patan karanam. It is degrading yourself. By your own action, now you are a human being, by your action you can degrade yourself and go to the lower yoni also. You may go to the animal kingdom, you may go to the plant kingdom, you may go to the mineral kingdom. According to your action. Because you are giving blueprint, na, to the Lord. I want to exhaust this vasana. Lord will say, this body is appropriate for this vasana. Go to this body. Exhaust it. Again involve. After evolving, you come to the human being again. Again you have got the right to the karma. Lord has given you that right. And if you go on doing the same thing again and again, this sakam karma, kriti mahadad, you can never cross this. Never, never you can cross this. Patan karanam, it is degrading yourself. Phalam asaswatam, Whatever action you are doing, sakam karma, whatever fruit of action is given by the Lord for this sakam karma is asaswat. Asaswat means temporary. It is perishable. See? Whatever action you do in this world, which is sakam, will give you perishable result. Not permanent result, asaswatam. Gati nirodhakam, you are caught in this cycle. Gati nirodhakam, you are not able to go this way. You are always in the OET, object, emotions and thought, because of your sakam karma. All sakam karma are related to world only. Analyze your all desires. 99.9% desires are related to the world. You want this, you want this, you want this, you want this. Whatever you get in this world is perishable. That is why the fruit of action of the sakam karma is said to be asaswatam, perishable. Gati nirodhakam. Sakam karma is gati nirodhakam. You will never get supreme. But how can I get it? By karma. Then he said, you have to do a specific way. And what is that specific way? It is said, Ishvara arpitam. Your all actions should be dedicated to Ishvara. Ishvara arpitam. What we are doing now? We are worshipping our own ego because it is the selfish desire. I am satisfying my ego. It is not dedicated to the Lord. Raman Maharshi says, Ishvara arpitam. Your actions should be worship to the Lord. Ab batao, are you worshipping Lord with your actions? No. And what is prescribed? It is said, early morning, we all teach our Bal Vihar student what is to be done when you get up. You have to say, Karagre Vasate Lakshmi, Karamadhe Saraswati, Karmule Govindam Prabhate Karadarsanam. Starting from that point, you see, there is a mantra, you are remembering God. Then you, when you step, put your step on the earth, then there is a sloka. When you take a bath, Gange Chai, Yamane Chai, Godavari Saraswati, there is again, you are remembering God. You are taking food, Brahmarpanam, Brahmavi, Brahmagno. When you are finishing your food, Mangalacharam, we again do, Mangalam Kausalendraya. Every step we are remembering. So that is to be done, Ishvara Arpitam. But in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, how this is to be done? Should we do it, each action, should I say, I am offering it to the Lord? Not possible, I may not remember it. So that is why Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, sloka number 30, Mai Sarvani, what is that?
Mai Sarvani Karmani,
Sannasya Adhyatma Chetasa. Niransi nirmamo bhutva
yuddhasva
vigajvara. Mai sarvani karvani, sanyas. You give all actions to me. Adhyatma chesa, that word is very important there. Adhyatma chesa, Shankaracharya there says, you treat yourself as servant of the Lord. You become das of the Lord. Once you become servant, then your all actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Like when we are serving a company, our all actions when we are in the office is for the happiness of the boss or for the good of the company. So similarly, if I become das of Lord, servant of Lord, then all my actions will be for the happiness of the Lord. ईश्वरार्पितम्, निश्चयः कृतम्, नॉट फॉर योर सेल्फिश डिजायर. यू सी, वी आर सीइंग एवरी टाइम दैट वी आर वर्शिपिंग आवर ईगो एंड द स्क्रिप्चर इज सेइंग यू शुड वर्शिप लॉर्ड. यू सी द डिफरेंस. ईश्वरार्पितम् निश्चयः न इच्छया कृतम्, नॉट फॉर योर सेल्फ. What will do this thing? Chitta sodhakam. This will purify your mind. Chitta sodhakam. How this will purify your mind? When I am doing for the Lord, and whatever Lord gives me as fruit of action, I take it as a prasad. In prasad there is no like and dislike. When I go to the temple, when I get prasad, do I say, this is sufficient, not sufficient, I like this, I don't like this? I accept it and eat it. Take it, prasad. So that will not imprint any likes and dislikes. And then you also know that He knows my past and future, and according to my requirement, He is giving me this thing. This is good for me. Khatam. Mukti sadhakam. First thing, your mind should be purified. If you do this way, then there is no vasana created here. If it is Ishwararpitam, Nichayakritam, then no vasana. Very simple. You all serve company. Do you bring impression from the office? In your mind, there is no impression. People get retired, they don't think anything about the company. You think about the company only when you are there for 8 hours or 10 hours you are working. Mukti sadhakam, once this is purified, this is reduced, then you become fit for the knowledge of the self. Otherwise, you will never become fit for the knowledge of self. So vasana is to be reduced. So all actions are to be done for the happiness of the Lord. The word happiness is very, very, very important. Happiness, all actions are dedicated to the Lord. People say, interpret this way, all actions are dedicated to the Lord. Humne jhoot bola, dedicated to the Lord. But you have to find out by telling this lie whether the Lord will be happy or not. The moment you ask this question, your answer will be, no, Lord will not be happy if I tell lie. So it should be for the happiness of the Lord. It's not that simple that everything I am dedicating to the Lord. It's not one karma yoga. Karma is called karma yoga. You dedicate only one karma. I have come to mission and I will vacuum the whole shrine one day, 1 hour. That will not be karma yoga. One action is not called karma yoga. I am vacuuming for the happiness of the Lord. Good. You should do that. But not one action. Your all actions should be dedicated to Lord. You start with your patram puspam puja, but ultimately all actions are to be dedicated. This is your karma yoga. You see, in your life by karma yoga, the Lord has come into your life. Whether you want it or you don't want it, because you are doing for the happiness of the Lord, so Lord has come into your life. Bhagwan aa gaya aapke. Because I am doing for the happiness of the Lord, the Lord has come into my life now. Acha, then what is the next thing then? Is the Raman Maharshi has completed the Karma Yoga in three verses. Whole Karma Yoga is completed in three verses. Lord has taken one full chapter, Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 3. Now the fourth sloka.
Kaya Vangmana Karyam Uttamam. Kaya Vangmana Karyam Uttamam. Pujanam Japas Chintanam Kramat. Pujanam Japas Chintanam Kramat. Kaya Vangmana Karyam Uttamam. Kaya Vangmana Karyam Uttamam. Pujanam Japas Chintanam Kramat. Pujanam Japas Chintanam Kramat.
Now comes the bhakti part. Practice of devotion. Why at all bhakti sadhana? You see, what is our present situation? This worldly relations have become primary relations now. All our worldly relations, father, mother, children, sister, whatever relations you have got in this world, they all have become primary. And the Lord, He has become our secondary relation. Why secondary relation? Because whole day we are doing Deha Puja or Parivar Puja. How long time we are giving for the Lord? 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 1 hour out of 24 hours. So which one has become primary and which one has become secondary? So Lord has become secondary and our worldly relations have become primary. Which one is permanent relation? Ask yourself. Are these worldly relations permanent? Or the Lord in all your previous life, He was with you? Whatever body you had in your previous lives, He was always with you. Be it animal kingdom, plant kingdom, whenever in whatever form you existed in your previous lives, He was with you. So which one is your primary relation? Lord or the worldly relation? Lord, na? How can we bring back this relationship again, primary? We have done some mistake. We have committed some mistake. What is that mistake? We have made the worldly relations as primary and Lord has become secondary. Now we want to bring back Lord as primary and worldly relations as secondary. So for doing that, what we have to do? For worldly relations, we give quality and quantity time. Is it not so? All children and all relatives, they ask, give me some quality time, give me some quantity time. So for doing this relationship, bringing back again Lord in our life, we have to give quality time to Lord. And so when we give quality time to the Lord, that doesn't mean that this becomes your worldly relations will become secondary and you will not look after your family or your parents or your children. It's not like that. They will be, on the other hand, you will be able to look after them better and without sorrow. Will that happen? Yes, it will happen. And that is the story which I perhaps told you in your study class. when I was requesting everybody to join this Mahashivaratri Abhishek. The story goes like this. There was a cook who was employed by a person. These things are possible in India only, not in America. He was a full-time cook there. But that cook, when he used to cook, he used to sing also. That was his hobby. The master one day thought, this boy has got some talent in music and singing. Why not I should send him to some music school, or he should learn some more. He has got knack. He has God gifted something. He sent him to music school. He learned the music and singing and all that. And in course of time, he became internationally renowned singer. I'm cutting short the story. Huh? Internationally renowned. One day he came back to his old employer. People do come. Your faithful servant, they come. Even they become more richer than you, they will come back to you one day. And they will say, I am doing this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. This cook also came back. And he saw the master and some guests were sitting. And there was nobody to cook. So he asked, Master, can I go and cook for all of you? Master said, yes, you go and do. Master is still seeing him as his old servant. Okay, you go and do it. Now he was cooking there and still doing his alap and his singing is continuously. You see the difference now. When he came first and employed by the employer, his cooking was the main job and the singing was secondary. Main job was, primary job was cooking. Now when he came back, his singing is primary and cooking is secondary. But he was enjoying cooking. It's not that master told him, go and cook. This time when he was cooking, he was unattached to the cooking. If you bring in Lord in your life in the primary position, your worldly relations, you will be able to serve better without attachment. This will happen. Ab batao, bhakti chahiye ki nahi? If Lord becomes primary, worldly relations secondary, that doesn't mean you are telling them, okay, from now onward I am not going to see you. No, 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 not all that. How you have to do it? Now Raman Maharshi will tell you how to do it and what we are doing now and how far we have to go into the bhakti, that Raman Maharshi will explain one by one. So this is required. So we have to bring in Lord into our life. So how it is to be done, how you can become devotee and develop love toward the Lord? Here Raman Maharshi says, Kaya vang manaha karyam uttamam pujanam japaha chintanam kramat. Bole kare uttamam is the best action, he says. That you have got three instruments. One is the kaya, body, vang, speech, mana, mind. Kaya, vang, mana, kare uttamam. Bole, by these three equipments you do the best action. Kare uttamam. It's not the lower type of thing. Bole, with these things you do the best of the action which is possible. What is that best action? Pujanam, japa, chintanam, kramat. Bole, you do puja, you do the japa and chintanam kramat. serially. That means by kaya, by body, you do the pujan. By vang, you do the japa. And by mana, chintanam, dhyan, you do this thing. Kramat, serially. Don't jump to the chintanam first. Start with pujanam. Why? Three facets. Because each object has got three facets. God also has got three facets. God has got a form, God has got a name, and God has got an essential nature, that He is Brahman. So Lord Krishna has got a form. That form we call it Lord Krishna. And the essential nature of Lord Krishna is Brahman. In essence, He is Brahman. So these three things, He said, you can do with these three equipments. How? Bole by kaya, you do the puja. Bole puja is the easiest thing. How it is easiest? Bole three equipments are required in puja. First, you need body assistant, offering all the dravya to Lord. Then you chant some mantra also while doing the puja. And your mind is also there at that time when we are doing the puja. So doing puja is the easiest. And Guruji has given an example, a beautiful example. Bole is just like riding three-wheeled cycle, tricycle. So riding a tricycle is very easy. You don't need anybody to teach you what to do. Simple. Kaya. Bole vang, it is little bit subtler than puja. Why? Bole only two things are required. Speech and mind. You can say rosary is required for doing the japa, jap mala we have to hold in hand. But that is very, you can say, secondary thing. You can do the japa even without the rosary also. So in japa, two things are required. Speech and mind. And in chintan, well, it is just like one cycle, one wheel cycle. It's more difficult. You see in the circus, on the rope they do, no? One cycle, one wheel cycle. It's most difficult. Bole chintanam, difficult. So you have to do in this sequence. Start with the puja, then go to the japa, then chintanam. The question now comes, which god to worship? It is your choice. You want a childlike god? We have got Gopal. You want any playful? Okay, you can have with Krishna, you can have Sakhabhav. You want mother god? Okay, you can have Devi, Lakshmi, Saraswati. You want Ugrabhav? You can have Kali. Choice is yours. Whatever god you want, you can worship. No specific, nothing specific. Even when mantra is given to anybody, the Mahatmas or the Guru ask, which god do you like? And even the realized people can tell you, if you are doing the japa of a particular devata, by seeing your face, they can tell you are Krishna Bhakta, or you are a Shiva Bhakta, or you are a Devi Bhakta. How? You see, when you do the japa, the moment you take the name, the form will come, Ram. The moment you say Ram, the form of Ram will also come in your mind. And when the form comes, the quality also will come. I said that there are three things in each object: form, name, and essential nature. Suppose if you make friendship with somebody, what happens? Its quality starts coming slowly, slowly, slowly. That is why they say na ki dussang ho gaya, because he fell into wrong company and he took the some of the qualities of other person. Similarly, if you go on chanting the name of Ram, the qualities of Ram will come into your life. So by seeing your face, somebody will be able to assess. Now he is Ram Bhakta, he is Shiva Bhakta, can be made out. So you can have any God, whatever you like. Now God has got four aspects. First aspect is absolute aspect. Absolute aspect means that in essence it is Brahman. Brahman alone is there. Second is cosmic aspect. His role in this cosmos. As a Brahma, he is creator. And for creation we need knowledge. So Brahmaji is assisted by Saraswati. Vishnu is sustainer. Sustaining needs money. So Vishnu is assisted by Lakshmi. And then we have to do the Sanghar also, dissolution also is done by Shivaji, assisted by Uma, Shakti, Devi, Durga. Then the third aspect you will find incarnation, avatar. Avatar means avataran. Avataran means coming down. Coming down from where? Coming down from his level to my level. They take a form, come into this world, serve here, set the thing right and go back. Sometimes they come with the full power and sometimes they come for ansik purpose, simple purpose, for one particular purpose. And Bhagavad Gita Lord has said, yada yada dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, he comes. Or he may come for a specific purpose, nursing avatar, abhis, one person, I have to kill this person and go back. He will come as a Shankaracharya, avatar of Shivji ji, for compiling all Vedas, because that was the time then Lord thought that all these Vedas will be extinguished unless they are codified or classified and kept in writing. Because before that, everything was in memory. Guru Shishya Parampara, there were different sakhas and they were given, you have to remember this Veda, you have to remember this Veda, and you have to remember this Veda. And that is why there used to be Chaturvedi, Trivedi, Dvivedi, and Vedi. You know, Chaturvedi means he knows all Chaturveda. Trivedi means Triveda. Dvivedi means two Veda. Only Vedi?
Vedi.
So they used to remember. So after that, it was realized that people will not able to remember all these things. So they, Ved Vyas ji came and wrote everything. So incarnation, avatar, he comes back. Then after that, Ishta Devta. So you can choose any one of them as your Ishta Devta. So I like this, his Leela, I like this Bhagwan. Choice is yours, you can do that. Next question comes, is God really there? Many people ask this question. There are two views here. First view is that it is somebody's thinking, like a painter or Painting example is best example. Painter, what he does, it is his thinking and he projects and does a painting. Similarly, somebody thought about Shivji ji or Vishnu ji and he made his form and like that, this is Vishnu. But others say, no, my Shastra says Lord is there. Or Mahatma say that I have seen Lord. Many people you will find that I have darshan of Shivji ji. In all Puranic Katha you will find that he got the darshan of Shivji ji. Yesterday I was telling you the story of Ravan also, Dhruva also. Dhruva got darshan of Vishnu ji, Ravan got the darshan of Shivji ji. When Mahatma says that dekha hai humne, Akhandanand Maharaj said he has seen Lord Krishna. Not many years ago, maybe 50 years ago, in Vrindavan Ashram. Sachcha to hai. And the Shastra gives also the description also. Santakaram Bhujagasainam Padmanabham Santakaram. Peaceful. Bhujagasainam sleeping on the Sheshnagasayya Bhujagasainam. Padmanabham. There is a Nabi Padma from him. Brahmaji is sitting there. Padmanabham. Suresam. He is the Sur Devtas. He is the head of all the Devtas. Sur Isam. Devtas Isam. Ishwar of Devtas Suresam. Santakaram Bhujagasainam. Padmanabham Suresam. Vishwadharam, he is the Adhar, he is the substratum of all. So this way is the description is given in the Shastra. But sometimes what happens? Now Shivji is Nilkantha. Now you go to India, you will find the all Shivji ji murtis are all painted neel, whole body is painted neel. It is somebody's thinking, and people will copy it. And Nilkanth will become Nilvarna now. And someday somebody may question how it is written Nilkanth, now he is Nilvarna. Which one is correct? So there are two views about whether the God is there or not. One say it is a projection of somebody's mind, like a painting is a projection. And other say no. The Shastra says many Mahatmas have seen it and they all confirm he is there. Lord is one, but he has got many forms. In our Hinduism, we don't doubt because we consider everything in the world is the Lord himself. He has taken different forms. We don't object to any country or any religion claiming that this is the form of the Lord. We also accept, yes, that also can happen. We can't say that the Lord only take avatar in India only. We can't say that. Lord can take avatar in any country. Or he can take any roop also, any form also. So we don't fight with any religion, with any country. We accept, because in just now, in the next verse itself, Raman Maharshi is going to tell you that the whole world is nothing but the form of the Lord. The next verse, how the puja is to be done, now it is said.
Jagataishadhi-yukta-sevanam.
Jagataishadhi-yukta-sevanam.
Ashtamurti-bhe-deva-pujanam.
Ashtamurti-bhe-deva-pujanam.
జగత ఈషధియుక్త సేవనం జగత ఈషధియుక్త సేవనం అష్టమూర్తిభిర్దేవ పూజనం అష్టమూర్తిభిర్దేవ పూజనం.
This is the highest form of worship which Raman Maharshi is suggesting. The highest form, he says, Jagat Ishadhi Yukta Sevanam Ashti Murti Vrit Deva Pujanam. Bole, this Jagat is Dev. This whole world is Lord. He has taken all these forms. So if you serve this world, then it is Deva Pujanam. And what we are doing? We are doing Deha Pujanam, not Deva Pujanam. What is this Jagat? Ashtamurti Vrit. What is this Ashtamurti? So, Guruji has written that Ashtamurti Vrit means five great elements, and the illuminator of these five great elements is sun and moon. So 5 + 2, 7. And the experiencer jeev is the earth. So five great elements, sun, moon and jeev. These are eightfold. This world covers right from Brahmaji to Pipilika. Whole thing is world. And Raman Maharshi says, you serve this world as Lord. This is highest form of worship, very difficult to do. Why it is difficult to do? Because we are not able to conceive that the whole world is Lord. Because our vision is so constricted, we can't even expand to that level. But our Shastra also says this thing. In Isavasya Upanishad, in the first mantra itself, we saw Isavasya Idagam Sarvam. It is covered by Ishwar. Whole thing is covered by Ishwar. The whole thing is world. In Ramayana, Tulsi Baba says, Siya Ram mai sab jag jani. Whole jagat is what? Bale, Siya Ram. Nobody else is there. Kya Ram mai sab jag jani. Purush Suktam says, Purusha evedegam sarvam. Whatever you see, whole thing is Purush. Purush means Lord. In Narayan Suktam it says, Antar bahishchatas sarvam vyapya Narayana sthita. Everywhere it is Narayan only. Shastra also says this thing. So this puja is called Gyan Pradhan Puja. This puja is Gyan Pradhan Puja. Lower than this is Upasana. In Upasana, what is done? In Upasana, normally the seeker tries to put the bhav that this world is Lord. Nikrisht Vastuni Utkrisht Bhav. Bhav that the whole world is Lord only. So this is called Bhav Pradhan Puja. The first was Gyan Pradhan Puja. I have got the knowledge that the whole world is nothing but Lord in different forms. He has taken different roop, including the plant, including the animals, mineral kingdom, everything is Lord. Very simple, we have studied also, na? We have all, each being has got Atman, Atman is one. Take out the name and form, what you will get in essence? In each being you will find Atman. So from that standpoint, can't we say that every person is Brahman? Every being is Brahman? Yes, we can say. The second is your upasana, putting a bhav in the world. This is Lord. First is Gyan Pradhan, second is Bhav Pradhan, and third is Kriya Pradhan. The puja which we are doing here, East Devta Puja. It was said earlier that you can take any East Devta and do his puja. That puja is Kriya Pradhan. Kriya Pradhan means we do the rituals, 16 step puja we do. First we invite the Lord, come, avahanam. Then after that, we give him asan. You have Lord come, now you sit down here. And asan, after that, padyam, I want to wash your feet. Argyam, now I want to wash your hands. Achmaniyam, now I want you clean your mouth also, achmaniyam. Then after that, you have come, now you take snaniyam, take bath. Then I give him vastra. Then after that vastram, I give him upavitam. This is janeu for you. Then gandalepanam, I will put, give him sandal paste. Then now he is hungry. After taking bath, you feel hungry. Naivedyam, I give him naivedya. Dhupam, deepam, then arati. Then I have to entertain him also, Rajopchara, Gitam Chalabhyami, Nritam Darsayami, Aswana Rohayami, Gajana Rohayami, entertainment. So everything we do, this is Kriya Pradhan. From Kriya Pradhan you have to come to the Bhav Pradhan, and from Bhav Pradhan you have to come to Gyan Pradhan. Batao hum kahan par hai? And people are not coming for our Mahashivaratri Puja Abhishekam. And I have to take these people to that level. Where are we now? Shankaracharya said, well, you can start your puja in your home, and he gave the vidhi also. Dongraji Maharaj says that when a idol or a murti comes in your house, then the whole atmosphere in your house changes. Bhagwan aa jate hain, to it changes the atmosphere also. But says, but kya karein? People don't have place to keep the Lord. Bole staircase ke niche mein wo jagah mein hai, is not usable, usko wahan rakh dete. This is my puja ghar. Shankaracharya says, you can have five devatas in your house and you can choose anyone, but you should have five. What are those five? Well, first is your Ganapati ji should be there. Second is Vishnu. Third is Shiva. Fourth is Shakti, a Devi. And five is Surya, Lord Sun. How to arrange? Another problem. My Ishta Devata is Shivji ji. Shankaracharya says, okay, keep Shivji ji in center. Other two, other four on to this side, to that side. No, I am not Saiva. I am Vaishnav. Okay, put the Vishnu in the center. Baki doko idhar rakho, doko idhar rakho. No, I mean Ganapatya. Okay, Ganesh ji, you keep it there. No, I am Sakya, I am Shakti Puja. Okay, you keep Devi in the center, two on this side, two on this side. No, I am Surya, Surya Bhagwan. Okay, you keep Surya Bhagwan in center. Shankaracharya ji knows these all forms are outer forms. In essence, everything is one. So you can have these five murtis in your home, then start puja with this kriya, and this kriyas are very simple. Simple in the sense that is what we do when a guest come in our house. In olden times, the people guests used to come by foot. So the foot were dirty. तो पहले क्या होगा बुलाओ आसन दो फिर बोलो पैर धो देन क्लीन योर हैंड वॉश योर माउथ ऑल्सो देन टेक योर बाथ यू आर कमिंग वॉकिंग फ्रॉम सो मेनी माइल्स के बाद गेट रिफ्रेशमेंट फूड रिक्रिएशन द सेम वे वी आर ट्रीटिंग द लॉर्ड क्रिया प्रधान एंड आफ्टर दैट इट विल बी भाव प्रधान We will expand our vision that Lord is not limited to only one form. This whole world is also roop of the Lord. It is the second stage. I am expanding my vision. And ultimately, Gyan Pradhan. We have to go up to that, Gyan Pradhan. The whole world is nothing but Lord Himself in different forms. Now you serve. There is no puja, there is no vidhi there in Gyan Pradhan. You are serving the world. You don't have to do the 16-step puja outside. Not required. No puja. In Gyan Pradhan puja, there is no puja, no vidhi. Go on serving, go on serving. You are serving and you are serving Lord, that's all. This is puja. Highest form of puja is said by Raman Maharshi. Now next day we'll see what is japa. The Raman Maharshi has indicated the highest form, but we have to know all forms and we have to start from Kriya Pradhan, Bhav Pradhan, go to Gyan Pradhan. But we have not yet started. Come and join in Mahashivaratri. Start from there. Yeah.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha
Hari Om